we have a Bridgeport, Connecticut lieutenant wearing the Star of China and the Star of India on his shoulders. He's just back from Burma after a 20,000-mile trip in an ambulance plane. And until he was twice wounded, this lieutenant served for 18 months as heavy weapons platoon leader with Merrill's Marauders. This is First Lieutenant Philip Piazza. Lieutenant, tell us, we've read so much about the exploits of your famous group. What sort of man was Brigadier General Merrill?
Well, he was a grand guy and idolized by every one of the men.
Well, he must have been to have led 3,000 men through the jungles and over the mountains of Burma. Now, over there, what Japanese troops opposed you fellows?
We ran into the crack 18th Jap Division. They're veterans of the Southwest Pacific and also the troops that took Singapore 2 years ago.
Well, these Singapore conquerors that you met, how did you identify them? By their dead, the papers on them?
Yes, we bumped into a patrol one day on a trail. After we wiped them out, we found some papers on them. And on each soldier was a slip from his commanding officer stating that the Americans were here. If you charge, they will run.
In other words, the Japanese said that if they charged, the American soldiers would run.
That's right.
So what did the Merrill Marauders do to these mistaken sons of Tojo?
Well, they tried to charge. It didn't do them any good.
Well, now, in your great group of fighting men, with you and fighting for you, didn't you have Japanese Americans?
Yes, we had some Nisei with us.
That's Nisei is an American-born Japanese.
That's right.
Were they good soldiers?
They were excellent soldiers. One in particular did a wonderful job.
What was that?
We established a roadblock in the Hukong Valley one day, and we tapped the Japanese telephone lines.
This Japanese boy? This Japanese-American boy?
That's right. And it just so happened at that time a Jap commander was giving complete orders over the telephone in Japanese. And we got the positions of an ammunition dump, which happened to be only 1,100 yards from where we were.
And you naturally destroyed that quickly.
That's right, we did. And at the same time, he gave an order for the division to be moved at midnight. And they were coming right in our direction where we were established across the road.
So the Japanese-American translated this and told you that a Japanese division up north was about to attack at midnight.
That's right.
And what did that lead to?
Well, we pulled a fast one on them through a smart move on the part of our commanding officer, Colonel McGee, a West Pointer. We cut a trail that the Japs knew nothing about and pulled out of there. But just before we pulled out, we laid down a heavy concentration of mortar fire. And we later found out that there were 600 bodies out there after we'd pulled out.
As a result of this tip from this Japanese-American boy, 600 Japanese were killed and you escaped.
That's right.
Your group.
And
What do you think of their treatment here in this country? Have we been fair to the Japanese-American?
That's one thing that's irritated me considerably since I come back. The attitude of the people towards these loyal Americans. I don't think they should be treated the way they have been.